people think that Jesus came to teach peace and love and help us all get along and promote social justice. That is not why Jesus came. It's not that he doesn't care about those things, but it's not why he came. What if I told you that I could remove every single reference in Jesus' life to the poor and social justice and not interfere with his main purpose one single bit? That would probably surprise you, but that's exactly what one of his closest followers did. That follower is named John, and when he wrote the account, the final account of the life of Jesus called the Gospel of John, there is not a single reference to anything about social justice in that. Again, it's not that it's completely unimportant. How could he leave it out? Because it's not the reason Jesus came. Well, why did he come? Well, what does the story say? What does Jesus say? I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to give his life a ransom for many. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. He came that the world might be saved through him. That's what Jesus said was the reason that he came. Now, to save means to rescue from imminent danger. So, what is the danger that Jesus is rescuing us from? This is very important. What is the threat? What is Jesus rescuing from? I'll tell you what Jesus is rescuing us from. He is rescuing us from the Father. Remember, the king is mad. Do not fear those who can kill the body but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. That's Matthew 10. Jesus saying that. Want to be frightened about something? Don't be frightened about those people out there. All they can do is hack you to pieces. Compared to God, that's nothing.